This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. The spring of 2027 will see the Junior All-Native Basketball Tournament, known as JANT, come to Prince George, Clayton A. But hosting the 51st year of this tournament of roughly 2,000 youth athletes across over 100 teams March 21st to 27th is the Nacogdoches Trees Youth Basketball Program. Yes, after having a turn down south for the 50th anniversary in Langley on Kwantlen First Nation territory, the U17 tournament returns to a northern latitude. This announcement was held at the University of Northern BC's Northern Sports Center on Friday, April 24th. And it not only brought together the U17 Nacogdoches Trees for a playful scrimmage, Tourism PG and Mayor Simon Yu also made an appearance for the event to acknowledge its significance. To get an idea of what the tournament means beyond a welcome boon for local hotel bookings and restaurants, we caught a word with Erica McLean, JANT Tournament Director, a figure known in our sports community as an entrepreneur producing her own line of athletic wear and for coordinating the annual Clayley Classic Basketball Tournament. Do you want to give us a little background in the history of where this tournament began and where it is today?
The Junior All-Native Tournament has been hosted across so many different communities in its 50-year legacy, but the exciting part of this is that it's really grown to be a focal point in youth Indigenous culture across our province. It has grown exponentially over the past couple of decades, the Junior All-Native works in that it rotates hosting duties from the north to the island or to the south and slash interior. So each year, communities from those regions should be able to put bids together to be able to host the tournament, recognizing that the 2027 tournament was going to happen in a northern community. A small group of volunteers in Prince George come together to host a men's and ladies tournament in November, the Clayley Classic Basketball Tournament. And it was there where we really started to receive a lot of support and encouragement from the basketball community saying, you should really consider hosting, putting a bid forward to host the Junior All-Native Tournament. Because Prince George is such a beautiful, ideal location, and many teams across the province, it really is kind of the center focal point. So it makes that place or that opportunity to host and to travel to, you know, very ideal. And we're so excited about the opportunity to cement Prince George and this region as strong hosts in tournaments like this.
And I should ask you, what is the age cutoff for the tournament? What's the age range of players?
17 and under. So there are three divisions. There's a U17, a U13, and in recent years there has been a U10 division, which is just the most adorable thing ever.
It's the biggest show in town, wherever it goes. And in relation to that, I don't want to underplay how difficult this is to coordinate logistically. This is a big wheel.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, as leaders, we try to do the little thing, you know, we try to push ourselves beyond our comfort zone. And this definitely is a scary undertaking. However, you know, there are many moments where we look at the benefit certainly outweighs the cost. We look at the opportunities for young leaders that we are growing. We look at opportunities to grow the game itself in this region, in this community. And we really look at the benefits of bringing our community together. The more opportunities we have to work together, then that, you know, momentum grows across all of our work in our communities. So we really look at this as, yes, it is a massive undertaking and there are a lot of logistics, and it's such a powerful story. And recognizing that, you know, those big, great stories, they come from difficult work, difficult conversation, and things that really stretch us. So yeah, we're excited.
Obviously, this is a basketball tournament, so basketball is in the center focus. But this isn't just about basketball, is it? For 50 years, again and again, bringing community together, What's it about for you? What do you think really is the focal point?
Oh, this is a very personal story for me. So I love sport. I love it. And just about 3 years ago, my son started to grow up and love the game. And it really brought me back to the basketball community. And I, as a, my own personal journey, I really wanted to do this kind of work for my son. And in this journey of helping to bring Jant to Prince George, I attended this year's tournament alongside some of the tournament directors and, you know, just to really understand the process. And I can recall a moment in a game where it was a knockout game. So one team was going home, their tournament was ending. And at the end of the game, it was a very competitive game. There was lots of emotion, there was lots of, emotion in the stands from the fans. However, as the game ended, one of the assistant coaches brought the team together in the center and began singing one of their traditional songs. And in that moment, the gym calmed and it quieted. And in that moment, and I realized, like, yes, this is why we do this. So it's for little moments like that, and we just want to create more of those.
As the tournament comes to Prince George, what particular flavor or atmosphere do you think Prince George can bring to this tournament here in Clairely-Tenay, where, you know, maybe previous years haven't had that? What's our little je ne sais quoi?
I love that. And I don't want to say, like, that we're going to be any better or worse per se. I feel like every host has an opportunity to do something unique. And I feel like Prince George and our region, we have this incredible ability to work together and come together. Like, our announcement today is actually a really good illustration of that, recognizing that in larger communities, it's hard. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of competing priorities. But coming here today and having so many key leaders and partners present and excited to make this happen, it's such a good illustration of what we can do. And I think that's going to be a great story for Jant 2027, is our capacity to work together.
That was Junior All-Native Basketball Tournament, or Jant, Tournament Director Erica McLean. A little further past the squeak of sneakers on the basketball court, we were able to secure comment from Muriel Sam, an Akasli Wutan counselor and manager for the U17 Trees basketball team, just before she had to hit the road for a two-hour drive back to Fort St. James. She gave us her overall perspective of the significance of this tournament returning to the northern region, a little closer to home.
Hosting Jant and PG means welcoming nations from across the region and respect with pride and unity. And it's an opportunity to showcase our culture, strengthen connections between communities, and create a safe space, supportive space for youth to grow, compete, and celebrate who they are. Being a host is about leadership, hospitality, and leaving a lasting positive experience for every participant who attends.
Is sport basketball involved in your family?
Well, my nephews are definitely on there, and it's so exciting, like, for all the youth. It's like a family, like a little family. Like, you go on these trips and they bond, and it's just you get that.
The teams become a family.
Yes, exactly, and they meet other youth, and, you know, they connect, and it's just exciting for them, especially connecting with the other youth from all over. I'm just so excited for them.
And I'm going to guess, like, you've probably been involved in sport and basketball for several years, putting in the time, joining the bus, packing the lunches. There's a huge investment of time and energy on this from the parts of parents and family involved. What does it feel like to have that investment kind of come through, where something so big is finally coming here regionally? And maybe you don't have to travel so far for this one. How does that make you feel?
Oh, the parents, the grandparents can all come and watch now, whereas in the past when we travel, we had the fundraise. And these beautiful ladies here, Winnie and Lori, did a lot of fundraise, did a lot of the work. I just had to show up. I'm just kidding. But having the grandparents there, being able to come and watch their youth, their grandkids play, and it's just, I'm so excited for the whole community, right? Like, it's not just us being there all the time. And now the parents can be responsible for bringing them here because we're so close. And it's awesome. It's first time in Prince George, and it's the closest place for the other surrounding communities. And a lot of people are happy it's here for a good reason.
Winnie Sam and Lori Gauthier were also in attendance. Just two more of many people who've put a lot of heart, soul, and effort into making youth basketball happen in their community and beyond. Without youth sport programs such as this one, many kids who happen to be in remote rural communities just don't have a regular opportunity to travel and see what things are like in other communities around BC. We asked Winnie Sam about the bits and pieces of supporting a team like the Trees, and she reminded us of the basics.
And you two have been involved, you know, in the logistics, the core operations of, you know, making things happen over the years for basketball and this tournament as well. What have you had to do to get it to this stage, you know, as far as fundraising? What have things looked like on your end? What does this year look like?
The first thing is recruiting the players, because if someone doesn't join, then someone else doesn't want to. But once we get them all connected and they say they're on the team, and then it sort of brings everybody together. And most of our players, I hate to say it, but don't even get past Dog Creek to get just
yeah,
on a funny
really
note.
Travel,
so
right?
Yeah, so it's nice to bring them out, and they're the ones taking that step out, and they'll bring that info back to the kids that didn't really want to sign up, but yeah. And them relaying the message, you got to go next time, right? How are you going to explore and connect and get all this excitement that they didn't really see sitting in our community? But once we left, things just changed for them, and the quiet ones weren't so quiet anymore, and it's just getting them out. And once they took that leap, it's
that's kind of what's meant when people say this is a growth opportunity for youth. Would you agree?
Okay, well, yeah. Thanks for making
that.
I liked it.
The first year I helped with organizing for our kids. The older kids were like, we don't want to share a bus with the younger kids.
Yeah.
By the end of that trip, they were cheering each other on in the stands, and so it really brings our younger kids closer to our older kids, and the older kids end up feeling a sense of responsibility for the younger kids, and now we have some that are like, can we coach this year? So, yeah.
Wow. It's starting to come full circle in that sense. I imagine some of those youth are also looking forward to participating in the All-Native Basketball Tournament in Prince Rupert, the next level.
The older kids are heading out to, like, Kitimat and joining all the tournaments with the older guys now.
Yeah,
they showed true leadership.
Yeah, we had a bunch of the youth that aged out. That it's only 17U, right? So the older kids that aged out are in support, and they want to be a part of what's going on, the bigger picture.
One of the things I witnessed on one of the trips, one of the boys got hurt like badly, and just to show leadership with one of the youth saying, hey, come on, we got to get around. They made sure that nobody was taking pictures or anything. And it showed true leadership like I never seen in you know, the youth like that. So that, like, it just brings out the best in people, right? Like telling them, like, you have leadership, like you've just proven it, right?
I really like when the younger teams, when there's a team that they might be competing against that is not, like, doing poorly, the team will give them the ball and let them to
sports.
Yeah, like the smallest kid on the court will be throwing the ball, and they'll let him shoot a few times to try to get a point for his team. Like, just seeing stuff like that it's nice to see.
Extending an open arm.
Yeah, from other teams.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me that at one time we all of our nations worked together and helped each other, right? It's nice to see our youth doing the same thing.
This is one of those rallying points where, yeah, everybody can get together and have a good time.
You can feel the energy. You could just feel the energy in the room, like, when that happens, right? When everybody's in support of everybody, and it's just, oh my God, it's just the greatest feeling. And that's the purpose, I think.
Bringing communities together, taking place right here in Prince George, BC, with support of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, In 2027, March 21st to 27th, is the 51st annual Junior All-Native Basketball Tournament, hosted by the Nakasli Wutan Trees Youth Basketball Program. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.